Yeah, look, we fought back to, you know, to get it back. 7 points, you know, we got it back pretty quickly, and then just made silly mistakes, you know, from a, I don't know how, from a foul shot that they can get a fast break. You know, they come down and we make turnovers and they get open threes, you know, and get it to 3 points, and then we do a 4-point play and we got, you know, 6 and 1s. That's, it, you know, deflates you, and it's hard to keep bounding back with that. And I thought we dropped our bundle into the third, you know, get 16 down after getting it back, you know. And we fought to get it back. I don't know, it was 6 or 8 points maybe in the last, but it was just too many times that we couldn't sustain the effort in the intensity. You know, we're playing in a comfort zone right now, and the comfort zone's not good enough to win. We are not that good unless we work harder than the opposition.
The offensive, your offensive execution as opposed to Friday night, what was the main sort of difference there? Can you sort of put your finger on why there's a gulf in those two performances?
Well, I haven't looked on the points per possession, but we didn't play as many possessions as against Adelaide. Adelaide shoot the ball in the first 8 seconds. Melbourne a little bit more methodical. With it, our defence was better in patches, but it's the same. You know, we're not setting screens hard. We're not helping our teammate score points. We're always looking to my score, and if I don't get it, I'm not helping in any way. So, you know, we just got to find 5 guys ready to fight tooth and nail and play the right way. Yeah, he had a very, very good first half out there. So, you know, it was trying to get a better defensive team out there to start with, and especially with Greg's energy, and I knew that he'd tire late in the game. But, you know, Dre came out and played very well.
Trev, I feel like a lot of calls weren't going your way tonight. I think particularly just before the half.
What do you think? I just asked you a question. What do you think? I'd probably agree with you.
Well, you kept going back to the referees. Was it, didn't understand it, or was it just you perplexed?
I was very surprised Dre doesn't get the fouls like every other import in this league. We've seen last week. You know, he attacked the basket and got clipped on the floor. There's no call. And again, just before the half, I don't know what we've got to do. We've called the referee's advisor, and he said he's taught the referees, and taught the referees, and they said, no, I've never heard it from the referee's advisor. So I don't know what's going on there, but we're certainly, DeAndre doesn't seem to get their calls other imports in the league do get. So it's pretty pretty disappointing. I don't know, that's, you know, for me a foul's a foul. You get foul going to the, it should be both ends the same way. So I'm probably tend to agree with your opinion earlier, what you said.
Dre, is that frustrating for you? Do you feel like you're getting hit out there a little bit?
I mean, it's part of the basketball, and the refs, they don't blow it. Just keep going, and then I don't try to talk to the refs at all, but just keep trying to play basketball.
What do you feel that you need to do as a team?
Right now we're going through a tough time, and I feel like this is when we got to get together with these 3 road games that we have coming up. And when times get rough, I mean, we don't need to go opposite ways. We need to come together as a team and just keep fighting. And we gotta just keep working on defense. And like we said, we gotta play defense for the whole game, and not in patches.
Trev, is it almost a good time in a way to have
Yeah, well, that's part of it. When you play 3 games in 4 days, and, you know, with travel involved, that's a part of your professionalism, and we're going to find out who steps up. You know, we need players to step up without a question. We're hurt at the moment, and we're going to find out if we come together and with this our season on the line. You know, without a question.
Are you feeling that pressure from teams like Melbourne and Adelaide?
We've never worried what other teams can do. We're always worried about what we can control. Okay, we can't control what Melbourne or Adelaide do until we play them. So that's, you know, futile to think that way. We've got to get better, and we need guys to step up right now.
Greg got a few more minutes tonight. Has he pulled up okay as far as...
No, he cramped at the end of the game, so he couldn't get back out there. We've got no excuse, mate. The physios will get back, and we got to go. We've got our, you know, toughest period of the season coming right now. So it's make or break. Well, last year, I think we lost the Heritage Round 2, maybe to Melbourne as well. It's different. Two completely different seasons. You know, we're different personnel. We're too much playing right now in our comfort zone, and we are not that good that we can play in our comfort zone and expect to win in this league. And that's, we got to get out and fight like we do in 2 or 3 minutes for 40 minutes.
How difficult is it going to be to make adjustments on this swing, given you're probably not going to have as much practice as you would normally?
Well, it's what it is. It is what it is. You know, 40 minutes playing your ass off, there's not much more you got to do. Well, coaches are on the job. They've got the scout ready to go. And it all comes down as turning up when the bright lights come on.